Just for those who are something on their heart to say, I want to start by saying I don't intend to take very long. I have a very brief message. I know sometimes it's difficult. Often we don't want to be the first to be up and we don't want to be the last. So I thought I'd just start with a very, very brief message here. We speak of yesterday we had the opportunity to learn about being new creation in Christ. What do we do when we have that new nature? And on my heart, it's just a very brief example of this man. Perhaps we don't speak of him often. This man, John the Baptist. He's a very interesting man. He was a forerunner for our Lord Jesus Christ. John, there's something very interesting with John the Baptist. He understood his place. Let's begin with a verse here, John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 30, a very well-known verse. John said, he must increase, but I must decrease. We know John's purpose was a forerunner, isn't it? For a forerunner, he's one to announce the news. And when his job is finished, he will be taken home. And he knew that. It's very interesting, you go through the Word of God. I'll mention it briefly. In the book of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah is like a miniature Bible. There are 66 chapters in that book. There are 66 books in the Bible. We know that, right? 39 books in the Old Testament and 27 in the New. 39 books in the Old Testament. The 40th book begins the New Testament. And we won't have time, we won't turn to it. But if you turn to the 40th chapter of Isaiah, there it talks about the voice crying out from the wilderness. It's very interesting, isn't it? But John knew that the Lord Jesus himself must increase. And he himself must decrease. Do we know that for ourselves too? That when we speak, when we tell especially the story of his good news, when we tell people we're Christians, is the subject behind it so that we can look bigger? I hope not. Are we there to present Christ, to magnify his name? I promise to be brief, so I only have just a couple of verses here before me. I was thinking in the first chapter, John was approached and he was asked a few questions. Let's turn to John chapter 1. And I'll sit down in a few minutes. John chapter 1, let's begin reading at verse 19. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, now, here's the question they had for him. Who art thou? Wow, that's a tough question, isn't it? They were followers. They were John's followers. He was getting prominent in a sense. He was getting known. Now, I had more of the application side of these verses. I look at young people. I look at myself still being young. At least I like to think that, being young. And we often have the challenge of how do we answer people when they question our faith? Do you not find that? And we try to figure it out, perhaps plan it beforehand, come up with these long things and perhaps 7 reasons why we should and 23 reasons why we shouldn't. I'd like to look at what John did. Here, a very important question they asked John. Who art thou? And we see John get asked that 3 times. Have you been challenged that someone asked you something? And as if you answered it, and it's not enough. So now we have to say more to defend that answer. But we find very interesting that John didn't do that. So let's look at that verse 20. Who art thou? Verse 20, and he confessed, and he denied not, but confessed. Now, here's his first answer. I am not the Christ. Simple, isn't it? Did he defend it in any way? Who art thou? I am not the Christ. Now, for some of you, you may want to look at it and count how many words. This is interesting. I am not the Christ. 5 words answer. That was it. He leave the word of God with them. Then they ask him again in verse 21. And they ask them, well, what then? Art thou Elias? Wow, that's question get changed. They still really want to know who he is. Is he the prophet of old? Now notice the answer again. What's his answer? Did he open up the scripture and expound to them that he's not Elias? No, he said, I am not. The first answer had 5 words in it. They press him. Now he answered with 3 words. They press him again. Art thou that prophet? Do we not feel that? Pressure. We must come up with an answer. Well, here's John's answer. And he answer, no. 1 word. Then he presented scriptures. Right from the book of Isaiah chapter 40. And he said, I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. Now, it's not my thought to present that portion, because here we'll find that he omitted a lot. He only presented the beginning part to let them know that he's the forerunner. And others can have thought on that, or when you go home, you can meditate on those thoughts. But my thought this afternoon, or my message for you, is when we are pressed for an answer, we don't need to. We need scripture, don't we? That's why we need to study, so that we can be like workmen, approved by God, so we can answer man from the Word of God. And the answer could be very brief, as in John's case, 5 words. I am not the Christ. Or 3 words, I am not. Or simply 1 word, no. It's the Word of God that is quick and powerful.